While strategy is an important piece of the puzzle in business, so are the beliefs that you are carrying around with you each and every day. Why? Because those beliefs determine your thoughts, and those thoughts determine the actions that you take on any strategy that you are looking to implement in your business, which is why in this episode, we're going to talk all about it. I want to talk about how to not only identify, but explore the beliefs that are standing in between you and your next level of growth so that you can really shift them into ones that are serving your bigger vision and the actions that need to be taken in order to get to it. So let's go ahead and get started. I'm Jessica Rodriguez, and you're listening to the Freedom Driven Success Podcast, where we're going behind the scenes at what it really looks like to leverage the power of courses to step into a way of business that finally puts you first. Let's go ahead and get into it. If you're anything like me, you don't just want a course out there into the world. You want a course that is actually helping to support the people that you are meant to support, as well as the bottom line of your business. So you want it to be profitable. You want it to be able to grow and scale. And we want to make sure that you are really in the right place from a mindset perspective in order to do so. So I want to kind of go over a couple of things and an exercise that I just love to do for myself, really in any area of business that I get hung up on, which we'll talk about in just a minute here, in order to help support you to see continued success with your course. Now, what I know from about 7 years of helping people with courses in their business is that one of four things can happen along the way. Number one is you get started. You're doing some things to get the pieces in place for your course. Maybe you're going through a training or a program, or there's something happening there and life happens. Whatever it is, it has happened. It has bulldozed its way through, and you promise yourself that you'll come back to course creation when X settles, right? So whatever has come in, it has taken your eye off the prize, and that has taken your time for right now. Number two is you got started. And life didn't necessarily, you know, throw any curveballs your way, anything, you know, different than the regular, but something shinier came along and you decided to chase that. So whether it was now a membership or you saw somebody doing high ticket group coaching or something else happened and or came along your feed and you went, now I'm doubting my course. I'm going to go do something else. So you chase that next thing until you get that same feeling, and then you chase the next, right? So typically, if you fall under number two, you're going to find that that is a continuous habit that you have, and that's something to work on, right? I'm very big on awareness versus judgment of yourself. So being aware of that and going, okay, I need to stop chasing all the different things because it's actually making it harder for me to run my business, because anything that is successful is going to take focused action and work, right? So I need to be able to really give something that chance. And that is something that you learn in time, right? Sometimes if it is a habit, you have to see it play out a couple of times before you realize, hold on, I got to make a change here. Number three is you get started. You're doing the things and something doesn't work out as planned. So this means that you didn't get the sales that you want. Maybe your launch didn't go right. You hired someone and they did a bad job, any of that. And you immediately decide that courses aren't going to work for you and you're going to go back to what you did before. Now, this happens a lot with people who come to me, especially from like a one-on-one client perspective, is where they have shown up. They either created the course before they pre-sold it, which I talked about in a previous episode. They hired people to build out a full course, but don't have any way to market it, like things like that. And they start to go back to taking clients because, hello, bills need to be paid, right? And that's the only way they know that they can bring money into their business. So they kind of default to that because that would be human nature to do that, right? Okay, if that's working, I might as well do that because this is not. So you're getting into these three different categories where, like I said, you get started, life happens, you completely fall off track. You get started, something shinier comes along and you start chasing that instead, which just repeats the pattern. Or three, you get started, something doesn't work as planned with the course itself, and you kind of just toss it aside and say, maybe I'll be back later. Like, I'm just going to go back to doing what I did before because that seems easier. Number four is the person that really does create profitable courses. This is where you get started. You trust the process and follow through until you're seeing the results that you want. You reach out for questions, you get support until you're there, because you know, without a shadow of a doubt, that the outcome is going to be yours. And when you know that the outcome is going to be yours, right? Like, that is part of your vision. That is where you are heading. The timeline becomes irrelevant, because you're no longer forcing results in, it has to happen in 30 days or 2 weeks or 90 days or a year. Like, you're not trying to put that pressure on this offer in your business. Instead, you're saying, look, just like when I was working with clients, or just like when you did anything else new, when you started the first time at your job, like all of these kind of things, there was a learning curve that happened, right? You had to come in, you had to get started, you had to fall a couple of times, you had to learn like, oh, this works, this doesn't, this works. When I was first booking one-on-one clients, I got lucky only because, and I say lucky like with quotes, but I already had a business before that was doing very well in the online space. And then when I started taking clients, it was for social media. So it made sense, right? Because I had all of that behind me and people were asking for the work already. So I was able to just fill it, because it was like, yeah, I'll show you what it is that I do, or I'll do it for you. So either way, like, that kind of flowed right there. Then when I went into the next business and I completely changed out of social, I had to go through that process of, okay, I'm putting an offer out there. Is this connecting with people? Is it landing? I'd, you know, keep switching up the messaging, seeing what's catching. And then once I got that, it was like, okay, great. Now I'm booked out, right? Like, now I need to do something else. And that's that evolution of business and offers. So the same thing goes with a course, where some people will get started, they will knock it out of the park right from the beginning. And that's all relative, depending on what that definition is for you. But regardless, you have to trust that process, because there are going to be things that don't go as planned. There are going to be certain, life will happen, right? In any well-laid plan, life will happen, or something in business will happen, right? Because that's just how it goes. Like, we can't expect perfection and like all the right circumstances. So this is where that fourth person is really the person that creates a profitable course, because they understand that, okay, this is a process. It can pay off for me, and it can pay off well and over again, right? Because you can keep reusing the work that you did, but I may need to get support throughout the way. I may need to change some things along the way, right? Like, I'm going to show up and do those things that are needed, because I understand that I'm creating for my vision, right? I'm creating for more freedom for myself. I'm creating to be able to have no cap on my revenue. I'm creating in order to get to this place that I want my business to be at. And I understand that the road won't always look perfect, but I can figure things out. I know I'm capable of that. I know I'm capable of getting support. I'm capable of doing these things, right? And you are already in an amazing community, because you're in the MemberBall community, right? So there is so much access to resources and, you know, different things that are available to help you really get to that place with your course as well. Like, hey, I'm right here talking to you. And they offer this for free, right? Just as a way to be able to support you and your goals. So this comes back to really the power of your mindset and how you are viewing it. Because when you are already in doubt of what is possible for you, it is very hard to follow through, because you are going to get easily distracted. And that's what doubt does. That doubt will have you questioning things. And as soon as you question it, then you start to take different actions, right? You take actions that actually take you further away from where you want instead of closer. So let me kind of give you some examples here. So if you were planning on creating a course, and deep in your mind, you're thinking, no one buys courses, do you think you'll ever get to number four? No, right? Like, you won't fully give it your all, because deep down you believe that nobody buys courses. So if I believe that nobody buys courses, or people are coursed out, or there's too many courses in my industry, or, you know, anything like that, then it's going to be really hard for me to not only initially show up, but to follow through when things don't go according to plan.
Pop quiz time. What's better than pina coladas and getting caught in the rain? How about an online course that can sell and serve daily regardless of your work hours? If you want to learn exactly how you can make that happen for your business, I have a free training just for you. It's called Scale Beyond One-on-One with Courses, and we're going into the most profitable way to turn your current one-on-one expertise into an online course that amplifies your impact, profits, and freedom. For complete access to this free training, head on over to freedomdrivensuccess.com/class, and we will get started.
It's really hard to be able to keep showing up and to stay committed if deep down there is that belief. If you're convinced that, and again, I have a lot of people that come in with this, so I'm going to use this as an example. If you're convinced that you can't make the same amount one-on-one with a course, what are you going to do? You're going to keep defaulting to working with one-on-one clients, right? Because that is already in your mind as the reality. So as soon as there is any kind of dip, especially in the beginning, right? Because again, you're figuring things out. You have to give yourself that time to do that. So at the beginning, if it's not immediately matching your one-on-one, you're going to go, oh, let me do a flash sale for clients. Oh, let me send something for clients. Let me go follow up with clients. Let me go do this, because that's all you know is to default to that, right? And at some points, yes, sometimes that can be a bridge. And I've worked with clients. It's like, okay, like we need to make sure cash flow is there. Let's just be reasonable about that. But we don't want this to be a repeating default to you. If you believe that the only way to sell your course is with ads and you don't have the money for ads or the expertise or the knowledge or any of that, then guess what? You're probably not really sharing that course organically because you're under the belief that it can only sell through ads. So you're not really focused on your course. Well, now you're not making money for what's right in front of you, right? There's people right now, whether it is 50, whether it is 100. So this is why I'm always looking at these beliefs. And recently I did we do like these live streams within my program, Clients to Courses. Like in the live stream, we went through this checklist of essentially, here's all the beliefs that don't serve people when it comes to courses. And they were rating themselves on a scale of 1 to 5. And this was like, 1 has no charge. Like, that's not me. I don't feel that. 5. Yeah, I have that belief a lot, right? So just to see kind of where you fall with it, what we're doing is we're trying to catch what are all those thoughts that are coming up. And the fastest way to do this is when something isn't working as planned, what do you default to? So let's say you have already created your course. You have put it out there and let's say 2 people bought and you wanted 15 to buy. What did you say right then? Did you say, oh, my audience doesn't want this. Nobody wants a course. I knew a course wouldn't work. My people only want me one-on-one. What was that default? Because that is the belief that I'm looking to pull out from you. Okay. And there may be a couple of them because, hey, we're humans and we have thoughts and we have feelings. So I want you to really start being aware, and this goes even beyond courses, and you'll see that a lot of what I say goes beyond courses because it's just business, right? But I want you to really think about that. When things don't go according to plan, where do you default? When you are thinking about a course and you haven't started yet, what do you default to? When I have time? So do you believe that creating a course takes a lot of time? Right? What is happening for you? And what is that looking like? Because what I want you to do is then one of my favorite things, I have done this for years. It's so second nature to me that I do it automatically. So I want to share this with you. And this is the positive proof test. Okay. So this is a way to be able to catch those thoughts and start to switch it for yourself. And I don't mean switch it as far as like, only those that are techie can be successful with courses. I am a tech master. Like, don't lie to yourself. If you're not great with tech, you're not great with tech. That's okay, right? Like, everybody has different experiences and different expertise. That's fine. What we're doing instead is to really look at what is serving us, what is serving our big vision, and how we can do that. So first thing I want you to do is I want you to pull one belief that you have in relation to courses, one belief that you know isn't serving you. And I may have said it, and that's why I kind of like riffed on a couple of different ones, because I know that these things are real and they're deep-seated whether you realize it or not. So I want you to pull one. So let's use the techie one, just because I know that can happen a lot with courses. So let's pull only people who are techie can be successful with a course, and that's not me. So let's say that's the belief. So your thought is that, okay, for me to be able to create that course, then, okay, I'm either going to have to hire somebody and I don't have the money to outsource all that, right? Like it just may not be feasible for you to do so. So then I can't do that yet. So I have to make money in a different way, or it's just going to cost so much to get like the tools that match with that and things like that. So let's say you're like running all these different scenarios in your head. So the first thing I want you to think of is if the belief is that you're not techie, so you can't be successful with a course because, oh yeah, what if things come up and I can't handle them and then I can't hire a team and I don't have this, right? Like whatever that belief is, I want you to ask yourself, is this 100% true? I mean, 100%, which means that nobody out there, no one in the world has ever not been great with tech and created a successful course. So I want you to think about that. How many people do you know that are not techie? They would not consider them tech savvy at all, yet they have successful courses. I can name a lot of people. And I happen to be pretty good with tech. Like it's just one of my things, right? But most people that I work with are not tech savvy at all. They would not consider themselves that. Okay, so we know that it's not 100% true. So if it's not 100% true, then what's the opposite of that? So what is an example that shows that that's not 100% true? I like to think of this almost like taking yourself to court in a way, right? So if you took the stand and you're like, no, this is correct. Like you have to be techie in order to be successful with a course. And then the other side brings all this proof and stacks of people who are not techie and have been successful with a course. And I know this may sound silly to play out, but trust me, it works. So if you're looking at that, and it's like, are you going to lose your case? Yeah, you're going to lose. Why? Because it's not a valid belief, because it's not true. It's not rooted in truth, right? It's rooted in scarcity. It's rooted in different things that you've experienced, right? Like who knows where it initially came from? You probably do, but I won't. And then from there, I want you to really think about that. Okay, so what is the positive proof? What is that stack that the other desk has in the courtroom, right? So what I have done is I've found this for so many different things. And one example I give, just because it always just kind of like catches me when I originally started doing this, is there was a period in my business where I was stalling my income and it was just plateaued and I could not figure it out. And I was like, I'm doing the work, right? Like I'm showing up, I'm doing the things. Like, what is going on? I feel like I've tried so many different things and it's just, we're not making more, we're not making less. We're just kind of like, we're just there. And then I realized that the belief that was happening is if I started going into the next threshold and the next income bracket, that it was going to hurt my marriage. And I was seeing how many people that I knew that were past a certain point in their business that were getting divorced and that were having struggles with their marriage and different issues with being the breadwinner and stuff like that. And I didn't realize I was taking that story on. And I was like, wait, if I make more, it could harm something that is so good in my life, right? Like, I don't want to take that risk. So if I stay here, this is safe, right? We know how to navigate this much money. We know how to invest, like we know how to like deal with what we have right now. If I do more, what if that changes the dynamic of our marriage? And when I caught that, I was like, oh, interesting. So is that belief 100% true that people who make a lot of money always have a bad marriage or like, you know, wind up getting divorced? Like that can't be true. It can't be 100% true. So I had asked my mentor at the time, like, who do you know that like, not just social media marriage, but like they're genuinely happy behind the scenes. And they're at this point. And she had given me names and she was like, go ahead, you can follow them and just kind of see. So I just started watching and I was like, okay, it's really good to be able to see how this person is navigating this threshold. Amazing. Okay, there is my positive proof. Because really, if it's possible for somebody else, it's possible for me, right? It's possible for you. Somebody already showed that you're capable of it, right? Like it is actually something that can happen. So this is where we flip to, what is your new truth? So what is the truth that I want to believe because it serves the vision for myself, my business, your course, right? Like what is that new truth that I want to instill? And this is where the difference for me is. If I was just, you know, kind of fluffing myself with super positive thoughts type of thing, I wouldn't believe it, right? Just like the example of like, I'm a tech master. Like that's not the reality. So I could say that a million times. I'm never actually going to believe it, right? If that's not your truth. So instead, I always think of the new truth of like, okay, what is going to serve me? And in the example I gave was that, hey, like money just amplifies who you already are. We already have a strong marriage based on communication and laughter and love and all of these things. So more money is just going to amplify it, right? Like we already talk about money and like what our budget does and stuff like that. We're just going to have to do it with more money, right? Like, and it sounds so common sense, but it's not when you have that belief, right? That's taking hold there. So I started shifting and then I would watch people. And then eventually that became a belief that no longer was there anymore. Instead, it was great. We get to earn more money together, right? And we just get to like do more trips and more adventures and more, right? Like it just became this more money just meant more of what we already have. Not that it was going to change it, right? So same thing with the course, if we're talking about from a tech perspective, okay, so what is the new truth? Is it that I am capable of navigating any tech issues that happen? Is it that with every tech platform, there are FAQs, there are YouTube videos, I'm capable of searching answers? This is where you start to see that difference, right? If we run this through something like there's other people that are more known, so nobody will buy my course. Okay, is that 100% true? So you're saying that only that person is who everyone buys courses from? Or are there other people out there that have a course on that topic that are doing really well? I love finding people who do the work that I do, especially if I don't know their name, like they're not familiar at all. I get really excited because I'm like, look at that. It's somebody else that's doing really well and they don't have to be so-and-so, right? Like that is just a fun, positive proof thing for me to see within my market. And I'm like, great. Like, I hope they're doing well because I do. Great. More people, different views and opinions and things like that. And certain people will attract to me and certain people will attract to them. Same thing. What is the positive proof? As I see people coming up in my feed that offer similar things and it seems like they're doing good based on their messaging, I'm like, awesome. Like there's the positive proof that you don't have to be the most popular to do very well. What's a new truth? There's room for everyone and that we all have different stories and experiences and things that we bring to the table that connect to the same person, right? So you can run through this with everything. And I'm always looking for like, what is that positive proof? And then what is your new truth and how that will start to serve you? And then you start to see that that's how you put yourself in that number four category where it's like, hey, we get started and we follow through, right? We get started and we navigate the good and the not so good. We get started and we actually see that finish line. We see the vision actually getting played out. We get started, we earn the money that we want to earn because you have a belief system with you already that is setting you up for success, right? You have that profitable course creator mindset that's actually serving you, serving your goal. And you are either learning the skill or already self-aware enough to catch when these thoughts start to come out. Just like I said, usually in my down days is like the best for this. And I know that sounds weird, but because I'll see what I default to in my mind. Like, what do I say? And how many times have I said that? And then I go, oh, all right, we need to do a little work, right? Like, let's go ahead and let's find this positive proof. Let's start switching it over so that I can essentially rewire my brain to a truth that is going to serve me. And again, you get to choose this truth. So you're going to trust in yourself and your ability to work through that piece. But first, you have to know it's happening, right? And that it's repetitive. So with that, let's go ahead and wrap this up. I hope this was helpful for you. Like I said, this is, it's strategic, but in a different way, right? And it is something that is going to help you to not only choose the right strategies for yourself, because you're really trusting in yourself and your journey and what is, you know, coming up for you, but also to follow through on them. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you enjoyed what you heard and you want to leave us a virtual high five, you can do so by rating and reviewing the podcast right here in your current podcast app. This allows others to get to know more about what we're doing in this corner of the business world. And to be honest, I would greatly appreciate it. And if you want to stay connected, I'd love to. Go ahead and send me a DM on Instagram and say hi at Freedom Driven Success.